is Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. Improved sanitary facilities are to be set up at St. Mary's All-Age School in Above Rocks, St. Catherine. The details in a moment. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Students at St. Mary's All-Age School in Above Rocks, St. Catherine are to benefit from the construction of a $5 million modern sanitation facility, thanks to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The modern sanitization project, which is slated to get underway over the next 2 to 3 months, is part of a broader program being undertaken by the Education Ministry and JSIF to rid schools across the island of as many pit latrines as possible. Pit latrines at the school will be replaced with 8 new flush toilet systems. 5 stalls will be set aside for girls, while the remaining 3, as well as a urinal, will be used by the boys. The facilities will also include a septic tank, gravel bed, and chlorination system, among other infrastructure. Member of Parliament for North Central St. Catherine and Minister with Responsibility for Sports, Natalie Nita Headley, recently toured the school to make a final decision on the location for the facility.
We have embarked in collaboration and partnership with the Ministry of Education on a campaign to remove pit latrines from schools within the constituency and at large the country. And I think it's going to be for the betterment of the school and for the community.
Minister Nita Headley says she's pleased that JSIF has supported the project. She notes that St. Mary's All Age is one of 3 schools within the constituency to have upgraded sanitary conveniences. Vice Principal of St. Mary's All Age, Jacqueline Brown Hope, says the modern facilities are well needed.
We have been having challenges with the bathroom system for a number of years. In fact, I'm a past student and it has been like this ever since I was a student.
She has expressed her appreciation to Minister Nita Headley for her intervention in ensuring that the project became a reality.
We had a PTA meeting telling her about the problems that we were having, or challenges with the bathroom system and how difficult it was for the children. And so as a result of speaking to her, she has consented to assist and are very happy, elated that we're going to be getting a bathroom.
Vice Principal of St. Mary's All Age, Jacqueline Brown Hope. Project Officer at JSIF, Michelle Howe, says the project places emphasis on ensuring that environmentally friendly practices will be adhered to.
What you'll find happening is the water is treated to the point where it wouldn't contaminate the groundwater that it would encounter. And so our focus is to not just create a system or put in a new system, but to ensure at the end of the day it doesn't create any other problems for the future where the environment is concerned.
JSIF Project Officer Michelle Howe. 33 schools have so far benefited from this project, while another 22 are targeted for the upgrade. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your usual company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Kadisha Watkiss with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
Now hear this. If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to LAMP and brighten your future. LAMP makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.